أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. In the previous ayats, we read that the non-believers are the worst creation of Allah Ta'ala, and consequently a very severe punishment in the Akhirat. And then about the believers, that they are the best creation of Allah Ta'ala. They recognize Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is their creator, and they fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala also. They did righteous deeds, and they stayed away from all what Allah Ta'ala had forbidden them from staying away from. And there was no shirk also in their iman. They had pure iman. Now Allah Ta'ala mentions what their result will be. For the non-believers, it will be Jahannam. And if they died on kufr, on shirk, etc., if there was any denial of iman, then Allah protect us all, they will be forever in Jahannam, which is a most terrible punishment. On the other hand, for those who are righteous, jaza'uhum inda rabbihim, batla unka unke rabke yaha, their reward will be by Allah Ta'ala, by their Rabb, the one who created, nourished, sustained them. He will now, even in the Akhirat, he will show them what great rewards he will be granting them. Firstly, Allah mentions the outward rewards, Jannatu Adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Baagh hai hamesha rehne ko, niche behti hai unke nehre. There will be gardens. And those gardens will remain forever and ever, and beneath them will be rivers that will be flowing, and they will also live in there. Khalidina fiha abada, sada rahe unme hamisha, forever will they remain and live in those beautiful gardens. So there will be these beautiful gardens, but the beautiful mansions, not one or two, but so many beautiful mansions, the beautiful gardens all around. And in various other places in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith Sharif, Allah has explained all the other great, great ni'mats. And if a person just thinks of this, this is really what a person should aspire for. And the other great ni'mat, these ni'mats are so great, but that khalid, they are, those ni'mats are also forever, and those who are going to be staying there, they will also be forever. There is nothing like today you enjoy the fruit and all the enjoyments you have got, tomorrow that they are not there, or that you cannot enjoy them. Now you have gone old, you have gone sick or something. No, you will be there forever, and those enjoyments will also be there forever. So that is, as the Quran Sharif says, Tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of the akhirah. That is what we all should aspire for. And that was the life of a believer, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trained them on those lines, that they must keep their eyes on this Jannat which is forever, and not fall prey to the temporary things of this world. Unfortunately, we get overtaken with the glitter and glamour of this world. But one aspect of iman is to keep our eyes on the akhirah, which is forever. The enjoyment of this dunya is also very limited. Either that ni'mat gets finished, or either we get finished, or either we are living and we can't even enjoy that ni'mat anymore. How many people, they will have the best of meals prepared for others, but they themselves will be sitting with an oxygen tank. They can't have one drop of water also. They can only see others enjoying their ni'mat. Similarly, all other things, there will be best of cars in the house, but the person is bedridden, he can't even sit in the car. Everyone else is enjoying it. But the ni'mats of Jannat, they will be there forever, and you will also be there forever to enjoy them. The food of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat, the Hurul Een, the beautiful woman of Jannat, everything will be there. And those women won't be there only forever, but the Hurul Een, they will be young all the time. They will be virgins all the time. So the best of ni'mat Allah has prepared for those who are khayrul bariyah, who are the best of creation, and that is those who had that iman and amal saliha, and they stayed away from all type of shirk, all type of things which negate iman, and they also stayed away from all evil actions. For those people will be all these ni'mat, and it will be forever. And Allah has been so kind, when we have wronged ourselves so much, Allah has left the doors of Tawbah open for us, by which we can still, it isn't that we have done so much wrong and that we are write-offs and there is no hope. No, when the doors of Tawbah open, we can make Tawbah and aspire for those ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala regards those who have made Tawbah equal to those who are muttaqeen, who never committed guna. So kind is Allah Ta'ala, so we should aspire for that and not fall prey for the temporary things of this dunya. May Allah give us all tawfiq.